If anybody get their ass on this app and say they coochie don't be a little bit tangy, they coochie don't be a little bit musky, they coochie don't have a little stain to it. Been in this heat, been in...
Today we are going to be talking about females on TikTok listening to 304s about how they can keep their feminine hygiene up, because apparently it's been smelling really bad. Not only that, they've been sharing so many different tips on how they can keep their hygiene up, ready for the night, ready for the next man that's gonna come. And we're gonna hear it from themselves, what they've been doing and how they've been doing it to try and keep themselves ready for the next man to come.
When I'm on 304 TikTok, which I love, it's no judgment because we all have slept with bums in our days, and some of y'all are still sleeping with bums, so don't judge. But the UK 304 TikTok is the bomb. These ladies' hygiene is top tier. The witch hazel just eliminates odor. So normally you do it twice a day. When you take your shower in the morning, you take your shower at night, you just wipe your backside. It's gonna eliminate you. You're gonna smell like nothing. Absolutely nothing. And you, especially when you about to do your You know what I'm saying? That's, we all grown here.
So apparently this is how strippers stay smelling good. A month ago I was browsing stripper Reddit, trying to find the beauty hacks, okay? This is my favorite. Tried it out for a month and I want to put you on. It's super cheap. Witch hazel. After you shower, put it on everywhere you sweat. You can put it on all your nooks and crevices, like wherever you sweat basically. Let it dry up and you're gonna smell fresh all day.
An important thing is swiping into a net butt crack. Hey girls, witch hazel is good to keep you fresh and smelling good all day long. And I'm gonna tell you what you need to do in order to make it work for you. First things first, you wanna get you some witch hazel. It don't necessarily matter what type of witch hazel you get. I like Dickinson's because it is natural and it does not have alcohol in it. And that's important to me when I'm like applying it to my underarms and they freshly shaved. Put it on a cotton round. You don't have to use a cotton round. I like cotton round. Something that you probably are gonna throw away or something that you're not gonna use every day because you'll be defeating the point. And then hit those hot spots.
I stumbled across 304 TikTok and I'm obsessed. Every single video that comes up on my For You page, I watch it till the end. Do I participate in those activities? No, I do not. Do I still watch every single video? Yes, I do, especially the ones about coochie hygiene health tips. And I think there's a lot of tips that regardless if you're in that industry or not, every girl should be doing.
Baby, how the hell y'all ain't gonna tell me that rubbing witch hazel on your ass don't give y'all the butt smell? I mean, I thought we was gone.
I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna say it one time only. If your butt is smelling through your jeans, you need to go to the emergency room immediately. Call the hospital up and let them know you coming. Because this is the fifth video I've seen where people are like, oh my God, y'all putting me on. Oh my God, this works. Why is your butt smelling? What is going on?
What is this that I'm hearing? That some of you guys have to put witch hazel in your yash because it's smelling through your jeans. No, no. No. There's so many content creators, especially the ones overseas, America. Through your jeans. Do you know how thick denim is? We ain't talking about Polaroid. Polaroid? Polyester. We ain't talking about that. We're talking about hard knock denim. I am so disappointed. No. What are we actually talking about here? You guys are not going in and washing yourselves properly? Hygiene 101 with Glory. You wait there. This is for body odor in general. But some of you guys are struggling with your yash crack.
To give you guys a bit of a better understanding, what is the 304 TikTok side? It's really where all the prostitutes come together on TikTok and talk about their experience.
You know, another thing I don't like when y'all be talking about hoes and y'all spell it 304. First of all, if you're talking about hoes like regular weirdo ass bitches or bitches that just be giving up their pussy for free, you know, shit like that, you, oh, hoes is weird. Bitch, spell it out. H-O-E. Don't go no 304 nothing. Because 304s get money. Don't play with my grits. Okay? If you talking about hoes, like stupid hoes, dumb hoes, H-O-E. Not 304. Them 304s get that motherfucking, that dough. Don't play with my grits at all. The fuck? Everybody not know 304.
Not only that, but they also like to give strange tips on how they keep themselves going for the next customer or client, shall I say.
Baby, a period don't stop nothing but a sentence. Use that motherfucking sponge. Who's listening to her? You got money to make? And you know what I'm saying? It's that time of the month. Use a makeup sponge. Hold on.
Preferably one of these. You can find them at your local Family Dollar or whatever, whatever. But I get the black ones if you grossed out with blood or whatever, whatever. Because you never know how much you're going to be leaking. But a lot of girls don't tell you, you can't be bleeding like profusely, like just like gushing out. Like it has to be, I don't know, some type of flow. Like you test it out yourself first. I had to say test it out for yourself. If you have nails on, it's going to be kind of hard to like get up in there and dig that sponge back out. You do have to think about it. Like your vagina or your uterus or the inside, it's only so deep. So it's only so deep it's going to go. The sponge is not going to get stuck. Squat, push, pull it out. You're good. You done made your money for the day. Don't think too hard about it, babe. Get you one.
This was just one example of the type of things that they talk about on TikTok when it comes to their everyday tips on how they prepare themselves for their day. But we're gonna listen to what has these females talking the most.
Yo, for TikTok, scrolling TikTok late night shift, you know, 2-3 in the morning when I should be sleeping, and I done discovered the side of 304 TikTok. Baby, can I be down? Just call me Brandy. The monkey chunk that the girl pulled out. Anywho, that's not what this video is about. This video is about the clear Pedialyte. Y'all is clearing out the shelves. Y'all is buying up all the Pedialyte. It's 100 million babies running around here dehydrated because these 304s is buying up this clear Pedialyte, trying to give they Hellcat a slippery slope.
For TikTok about that good hair, Pedialyte. And sis, I'm here to tell you the real tea. Girls, that's like, oh, if you need Pedialyte to make it wet, you ain't doing something. Girl, if I can make it rain, why not make it flood? So I started drinking my Pedialyte maybe an hour to 30 minutes before, you know what I'm saying? Like you really start feeling it. Like you start feeling it before you even get to doing anything. Now, before y'all go buying all the Pedialyte, can y'all save me one? Because I went back today and it was gone. Save me one, girl. You can listen to the girls on 304.
Now, in my defense, I don't know how I ended up on 304 Talk. It was completely unprovoked. But all of a sudden, I want to be a waterfall. That's right. And I need to know where I can get me some Hydralyte. Okay. Comment down below.
Pedialyte. Y'all know where I'm going with this. Clear Pedialyte. 305 or 304 or something like that, TikTok. Like, where have I been? Like, when I say the girls are living, like, the girls are living. I do know. I will be going to the store and getting me some clear Pedialyte.
304 TikTok never lied. Go get that Pedialyte. Go do it right now. When I say it's going to give off waterfall, super soaker, never ending, girl. And mind you, like, this is not because we over here dry as a desert. That's not what's happening. It's just that I took the advice that I saw, and they did not miss, okay? Yeah, he coming back.
Y'all can talk about 304 TikTok as much as y'all want, but the tricks that I have learned from there, priceless. The Pedialyte trick, fucking tea.
That 304s was talking about.
Girl video just a minute ago, and she was talking about how she don't give a damn about y'all talking about 304 TikTok, and that she love all the tricks that she done learned from there, and she said that Pedialyte trick is tea. Clock it, baby. Try it. I did the other night. Baby, all I have to say is wet drip drip.
Say you be on 304 TikTok, but I'll see you be on 304 TikTok.
Water park time.
So, this is what I learned today, okay? On the 304 TikTok. So, I wrote some notes. Just, you know, so I can keep it straight, you know. The first thing I learned that the girlies are out here buying all of the Pedialyte up, okay? The babies, Pedialyte. Because apparently, it makes your water fall. And I guess it makes it not smell like pee. So, we may have a shortage of Pedialyte soon because the girlies are using.
Overall, I'm going to to try and break it down as simple as possible. You have a lot of these 304s on TikToks and where they share how they get ready for their client. And because they have so many clientele, as is their job, they dry up and they need to be fresh, because if you're doing it multiple times, you are not going to be as fresh, you're not going to be as clean, and you are going to smell. So the 304 TikTokers, they have found a way to maintain some type of hygiene and odor so they can be prepared for the next client, and they're talking about it. And what you have is average females who have jumped on it and starting to do whatever they can to replicate the same experiences and the same results as the 304 TikTokers. Now, never in my life in 2025 would I have thought that average females would be taking beauty hygiene advice from prostitutes. And we wonder why they're smelling. The reason why they're smelling is not just because they want to maintain a healthy odor. You do not need witch hazel, you do not need A and B to actually just smell normal. You just need to be clean and not be opening your legs and spreading it wide to every man. But females, they're so promiscuous today that they have to now find ways to be able to be ready for the next man and be free, just like the 304 TikToks are. Or why would you be taking advice from prostitutes if you're not acting like one? That's just the truth. What we're seeing is females are actively in the streets trying to find ways to please whoever they're dealing with. They're acting like the 304s, but they ain't getting paid. That's the only difference. And then they will come on TikTok and talk about why men don't court them anymore. What happened to gentlemen? What happened to nice guy, good men? Meanwhile, you're listening to 304s online. Meanwhile, you're spreading witch hazel on your body because it has odor that you can't get rid of. Why? Because you're too busy spreading it open to the next man that you think is yours. And the only way you can get him is by spreading your legs open. That's what's going on. These females don't know what else to do in their life. This is what females do. And that's why I say females. Because it shouldn't be to the point that you listen to prostitutes to tell you about how you can maintain your hygiene as a woman. What is actually going on? What are you doing? Why are you listening to their tips? You're so obsessed with being promiscuous and sexually pleasing to someone that's not even your husband, that's not even your man, your situationship, and you wonder why you get pumped and dumped? See, these females think that all of these things that they're doing and buying is gonna keep another man, it's gonna please another man. You're just a short-term good time, just like the 304s on TikToks. You are no different from them. And you are letting it known all over TikTok, kicking with the other females, thinking that you've done something, won something, when really you are just actually showing to the world and how much you actually do belong in the streets and how much you actually enjoy being in the streets. Do you hear the excitement, the enjoyment that they're sharing with each other? How they've discovered something new to keep the waterfall flowing? I think it's just really revealing the time that we're in and where females' mindset is really at.
Should not have a strong fishy smell. If it does, it could be a sign of bacterial vaginosis. This happens when there's a disruption to the normal balance of bacteria in the vagina. Some things that cause this imbalance include changing sexual partner, douching, having bubble baths, or using perfumed products around the vaginal area.
I'm your hostess, Reminate Princess. These are my last thoughts. Now, of course, there are many different reasons why a woman or a female's pH balance and scent of smell would be thrown off. But in this case, it's clearly for one thing and one thing only. Or you wouldn't be directly taking advice from other females who do it so many times that they need to actually find a way to eliminate the certain scent and find new ways to be able to maintain a pleasant experience for their client. That's how these females are acting, trying to maintain their body for the next man that's going to come. Let me know what you guys think. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Bye.